By August 31st, 2010, our combat mission in Iraq will end. I intend to remove all U.S. troops from Iraq by the end of 2011.
That's President Obama announcing on Friday he would soon begin to bring the troops home from Iraq. And under the plan, the 142,000 U.S. forces in Iraq currently would be drawn down to between 35,000 and about 50,000 troops, probably closer to the higher end, by August 31st, 2010. And all forces would then be withdrawn by the last day of 2011. Well, the question of speed here has been the focus of some Democrats who say maybe this is slower than Barack Obama campaigned on. And other sort of security experts have suggested that maybe it is too quick. But Peter Baker is a reporter for The New York Times who's been covering this. I have one question for you, and that is, insofar as you're able to tell me or tell, period, is General Petraeus, who was the architect of the famous surge last year, on board with this plan? And does this have the consensus of the generals?
Well, you know, the Secretary of Defense Bob Gates and Admiral Mullen, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said that both General Petraeus, who's now the head of the Middle East operations at CENTCOM, and General Odierno, who's the ground commander in Iraq, took over for General Petraeus, both are comfortable with the plan, is the way they put it. Very careful language. You know, in some ways, this plan reflects their input. General Odierno, with the support of General Petraeus, wanted a longer period of time to pull out. They felt like 16 months wouldn't work because they wanted to have enough forces staying in Iraq through the end of this year, when they're going to have parliamentary elections in December, and then to get through whatever transition of government that takes place after that. And then they could begin pulling one out, one brigade out a month. That would lead you to around August, which is the compromise date they came up with.
So 142,000 troops will basically be the level during the parliamentary elections later this year. But by late summer of next year, there'll only be 50,000 troops in there. I'm just wondering, that is such a low figure compared to what the generals were demanding of the Bush administration, and the tension between the generals wanting more, the Rumsfeld-Pentagon wanting less, really characterized that relationship during the Bush administration. How can it be any different this time around?
Well, it feels like that there, first of all, we don't know, of course, a lot of the internal deliberations, so everything we say, let's say, is caveated by what we think we know. But we have not heard, I think, of great tension in this discussion. What the White House people will tell you is there was a meeting of the minds between them and the military. And we haven't heard anything different, really, from the generals at this point. I mean, remember also that, as you said, the Pentagon looks at it differently than the ground commanders. They're looking at the overall health of the force, and they're looking at a new surge, if you will, of troops into Afghanistan that they need to find some bodies for. So, you know, they've just sent 17,000, and they may go up to 30,000 more in Afghanistan. Those have to come from someplace, and essentially those are going to come from the drawdown in Iraq.
Well, Peter, here's Secretary of Gates on Meet the Press yesterday. I wonder what you make of this notion of a different mission now in Iraq.
They do have a very different mission, but their mission will be principally a training, assistance, advisory role. There will be a limited counterterrorism operations aspect to it, and we will still have some soldiers embedded with Iraqi units as part of the training effort.
Peter Baker, you know, now the Pentagon's back doing nation building again, something that they have claimed repeatedly that they're not really that comfortable with.
Well, you know, it's part of the transition at this point. And they're not going to be doing it for very long if we stick with the strategic agreement that President Bush had negotiated with the Iraqis before he left. That's the one that calls for all troops out by 2011. I mean, the plan that President Obama came up with on Friday, in effect, is sort of a logical way station between where we're at now and what the strategic agreement that President Bush negotiated calls for. I mean, remember, that agreement also calls for pulling out of all the cities by June of this year. In other words, a retrenchment from the very frontline role that the American military has been playing up till now, and turning things over to the Iraqis. So you're going to see that transition this summer. You'll see the transition that President Obama has now put in place a summer from now, and then you'll see, in theory at least, the withdrawal of all troops by the end of 2011. That's
right.
The sort of glide path we're on.
Well, then perhaps the takeaway here it would be that, you know, for all the talk during the Bush administration of how we've invested so much, we can't leave without some sense of victory in Iraq. Maybe the notion that the Pentagon is pursuing here is a kind of a relief at leaving a conflict that is so unpopular in the United States and pursuing maybe those military gains in a place like Afghanistan. And meanwhile, the Pentagon has basically decided, you know, we're done with Iraq. Do you think that's the consensus?
Well, I think they think that they're on the way to being done with Iraq, yeah. And I think that they think that they've been more successful there than they would have been or looked like it would have been just 2 years ago. It's not going to be, I think, what a lot of people would call victory. There's not going to be sort of a parade in the streets, and there's not going to be sort of the sense, perhaps, of triumph exactly. But there probably is at least more sense that they've accomplished something in these last 2 years. They have had some successes in the last 2 years than anybody would have imagined. I mean, violence has fallen by, I don't know what the number is, but probably around 80% or more, the lowest level, I think, since the summer of 2003.
No, the numbers are huge. I'm wondering if that's a justification for closing any bases.
Well, that's a good question. You know, we don't know exactly what will happen to the bases as they withdraw. Some of them, I imagine, will be turned over to the Iraqi security forces. You know, and there's still a question of will we try to renegotiate this strategic agreement that calls for every soldier out by the end of 2011. You know, I mean, we often find American forces sticking around in smaller numbers for a long time in a place that there's been a war as sort of a stability kind of operation, a peacetime operation. Look at Germany, look at South Korea. The Obama administration says that's not the model we're going to follow. But, you know, a lot of people are suspicious that come a year from now, come 2 years from now, you might see them renegotiate with Iraq to have a small presence there that would remain beyond 2011.
Well, the infrastructure is in place. We've certainly paid for it. Peter Baker, reporter for the New York Times, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.
Talking about the new mission in Iraq.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.